Welcome to Time with Baba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is December 30th, Monday, 2019, day 364. Today's topic, top number one to do in life. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word, time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 149, verses 1 to 9, Malachi, chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 17, Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 to 27, Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 24. Today's main passage, Psalm 149, verses 1 to 9. Praise the Lord! Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of His faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing and make music to Him with timbrels and harp. For the Lord takes delight in His people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let His faithful people rejoice in His dishonor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands, to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all His faithful people. Praise the Lord! Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is top number one to do in life. Today, Psalm 149, verses 1 to 9 reminds us what is the top number one to do in life. The top number one to do is to praise the Lord. What? Is that so simple? If that is so simple, then there won't be so many people in sadness, struggle, unable to sleep, burnout, depression. Wow, so many sad things. Yes, that is really so simple. Because when we praise the Lord with our whole heart joyfully, there will be two things happen. Number one, the Lord delights in His people and He crowns the humble with victory. Yes, God is happy when we praise Him and He will crown us and give us victory. Number two, when the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands. Wow, when we praise and God will give us a double-edged sword to have victory. Lots of time when I see Christians in church worship or fellowship meeting do not open their mouths to praise the Lord, I feel so sad. So sad that they do not understand the fruit, power, and blessing when we praise the Lord. Because the top number one to do is to praise the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Abba, Father, help us to know that the top number one to do is to praise you, and that we can really praise you daily and in all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to praise the Lord daily and in all times? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message and see if you can find some time in a week to sing praises with your family members. May the Lord bless you.